Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. This week's book is The Lying Man by Andy Maslin, published by Thomas & Mercer in 2025. Today's book is all about celebrity writers, a locked room murder, and justice. Detective Sergeant Kat Ballantyne is taking the day off with her husband and has tagged along with him to the local crime writing festival. Everyone is waiting for celebrity author Mark Swift to come on stage when a woman bursts into the room with a bleeding arm, claiming that he is dead. While the audience scoffs and thinks this is just another one of the author's stunts, Kat jumps into action. She finds the author locked in his green room, where one of the other volunteers has climbed in through the window to get to him and found him dead. First on scene, Kat takes control and starts investigating a classic locked room mystery, with the big question of how did the murderer get out? But as Kat begins to investigate the crime, she finds no shortage of suspects. Mark Swift was a man who enjoyed causing trouble and collected enemies, but all of the key players have alibis for the time of death. With pressure from the media and from her boss, who she hates, and tensions among the detectives within her team, Kat scours for clues to Swift's murderer. As she delves deeper, Kat begins to question right and wrong, and her role in delivering justice as a detective. But when another body is found and her boss is questioning her abilities, she needs to find the killer soon. The Lying Man, a police procedural story, is not just another locked room mystery, a trope which is usually solved with a lot of engineering trickery and doesn't usually interest me. But the mechanics of the murder are only part of the book, and The Lying Man is riddled with moral dilemmas. Does a man who's hurt so many people deserve justice? And who gets to make that judgment? Aside from solving the murder as soon as possible, the determined detective Kat has other problems. A mutual dislike for her boss, a man she suspects of corruption, estranged from her family and with one of her team in a coma in the hospital, and a grumpy teenage son. Then she is faced with a moral choice and questions her role as a member of the police force. What if justice has been served by murder? And which side should she take? The Lying Man is also about literary spats, online trolling and vicious lawyers, and how once again money, power and celebrity can cover up anything. Now, this is the first Kat Ballantyne book I've read, and there are a few threads from earlier books referenced in the story, but this didn't stop me from enjoying it. In fact, it made me want to go back and read the others. So if you like cops with moral dilemmas, literary festivals, puzzles, redemption, and corruption, you might like The Lying Man by Andy Maslin. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.